for invasion. This is Indie Invasion.
The Discovery. The steel claws of crowbars gnawed at the edges of the enormous stone portal in the hands of robed workers. Finally, with a great grinding groan, the seals gave way and the slab-like door fell. Great clouds of dust and sand roiled through the dark stone shaft where Carter stood, extinguishing torches and covering all present in a robe of grime. "Light!" Carter called as the cries of panic from his local workers rang out. "Let's have some damned light!" Ever ready for most eventualities, Indigo stepped forward with an alchemantic lamp which flickered to light as she pressed the small button on its upper surface. "Lucky I thought to bring this, Carter," she said with a tone that suggested she didn't quite trust the judgment of the archaeologist. The greenish glow of the lamp illuminated the fallen door, its heavy stone form now cracked and broken. The hieroglyphs on its face, now buried in the sand that covered the floor, had suggested to Carter that this tomb belonged to a high priest of Set. Carter was intrigued when he located this tomb. He was unearthing the tomb of a simple, albeit wealthy, merchant when a careless worker happened to break through a wall accidentally. The network of corridors and tunnels were narrow and lined with unusual patterns, the like of which he had not seen before. There were also strange golden veins through the walls. One might suggest they were almost like tendrils of some great plant, and their shape and placement seemed somehow more organic than designed. Of one thing he was certain, these tendrils did not match any Egyptian art he'd ever seen before, and this, in particular, piqued his curiosity. The alchemantic light was supplanted by the reddish light from the burning torches as the workers gathered their composure and began to pick up their tools. "Right then," Carter said firmly. "Let's get on with it." At that, the group stepped over the threshold and entered the chamber beyond. The room was vast, far larger than had been anticipated. A great flight of steps descended into the darkness, flanked by painted statues of the god Set, each fully 10 feet tall. The circle of illumination from the group did not extend to the end of the steps, but by the echo of their footfalls, both Carter and Indigo could tell the chamber was enormous. Cautiously, the band made their way down, each step taken with care. This served not only to keep one's footing on the dusty stone, but Indigo was keeping a wary eye out for any signs of traps that might have been set to catch and keep out interlopers from this sacred place. She had long ago learned that slow progress was better than a terrible fate at the hands of a cunningly laid trap, and if there was one thing Indigo was good at, it was making sure Indigo was kept in one piece. A tense few minutes passed as the group descended, finally alighting on a wide flagstone walkway, raised above a pair of sunken channels. Carter, with a motion of his hand, ordered his team to fan out and light the area properly. Workers stepped to the edge of the walkway, their flaming torches illuminating the darkened channels in a flickering orange glow. Canopic jars. Hundreds of them. Carter was astonished to see so many jars in one place. There were both small, simple jars and enormous, elaborate ones. He noted that the smaller jars were in serried rank towards the entrance of the chamber, and as one went further forward, the more elaborate the jars became. The golden tendrils he noted earlier were also present in this chamber, winding their way along the walls and seemingly leading one further into the darkness, almost as though their source was ahead. Curiously, many of the canopic jars seemed connected to one or more of these tendrils, almost like the buds on a plant. Indigo protested as Carter stepped from the walkway, moving down into the channel and bending to pick up one of the smaller jars. As he did so, the golden tendril that was attached to it fell away and, if his eyes did not deceive him, seemed to retract slightly into the sand, moving towards another of the jars. The jar was crafted of some kind of clay, possibly colored with ochre, and in its top was a stopper, made from what appeared to be copper, the form of which suggested that the original owner of the contents was a follower of Set. In counterpoint to the much more elaborately decorated jars further forward, this one was simple and lacked much in the way of decoration. As he held the object, turning it lightly in his hands, Carter was aware of a strange feeling of being observed, almost like the jar was looking back. Almost beyond perception, a voice nagged at Carter. Ancient words whispered quietly. He put the jar down and stepped back. "Indigo," he called. "Let's make this quick."
Thanks, guys, for listening to today's tales. You can find our Indie Invasion podcast on all podcast platforms, including Podbean, Google, and iTunes. And please visit us on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and if you can, support us on Patreon/Indie Invasion. And feel free to email us with any questions or comments at indieinvasion@gmail.com. And remember, guys, don't forget to prepare yourself for the invasion.